Steve Bertrand is here with me. I am Wendy Snyder, and Bill's off this week. He will return on Monday. Steve and I were just having a little conversation off the air and about our parents, because we are at that age where your parents aren't going to be around forever.
Well, my parents are probably listening right now, so I still expect them to be around for a long time.
Well, and that's just it. You really, I lost my dad when I was 10. And I was telling you off the air, we had a group of 10 girls that would hang out in junior high. I'm still friends with them now. And for graduation and stuff, one of the parents would have a party. And I was the only kid out of the 10 that didn't have a dad.
Yeah, that's hard.
But it really wasn't hard, because that's what I knew. And I also want to point out that with 10 girls back then, parents were not divorced. No one had lost a parent. It was like I was the only one out of 10 girls that didn't have a dad. And it was just kind of normal to me because he died when I was 10. However, flash forward 18 years ago when I got married, my mom passed away a month after our wedding. And it feels really weird to have both parents gone.
Is it come over your wedding anniversary? Do you think of it that way?
Yeah. It definitely does, but it's been 18 years. There's, you know, that hole in your heart gets replaced with happy memories. But I was reading a blog from Lisa Schmidt, and I really wanted to talk to Lisa today. So first of all, how are you, Lisa?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
We're good. I was reading your blog about 10 things that changed me after the death of a parent, and you're a dating and relationship coach in Detroit. And I'm sure you were listening a little before we introduced you. My dad died when I was 10. I didn't really get it then. I mean, yeah, you're not going to see him again, but you become, you have to move on. You know what I mean? But then when I lost my mom, it's something about your family tree that is completely uprooted that makes you think about things. And you are a member of the Dead Parents Club. So if I was with you right now, I would do a shot with you, because that's what I do. And why don't you tell us a little about your experience? Again, this isn't going to be fun and funny, but it's something relatable as we all grow older and think about our parents being around. Why don't you tell us a little about what happened in your life?
Well, firstly, this blog, as you mentioned, I'm a relationship and dating coach. So writing for the Huffington Post allows me to write in a lot of different areas. So this blog was really just sort of like this catharsis. And I don't even remember why I wrote it. It just was, I think maybe it was coming up on this time of the year, because this is like both of their birthdays, the holidays, you know, anniversary of, you know, her death. And I was completely floored by the response from this article. And, you know, I did get a little bit of backlash, but what I have found is over the course of time, as I get older and I have my own son now, and the family dynamic has completely changed. It's completely changed the relationship I have with my siblings, my extended family. And now, as we move on in life and we start to celebrate really big things, you know, career things, kid things, even this article itself, you know, the response that it's, you know, gotten, you can't share that with them anymore. And these are, you know, the times in your life when you're really making accomplishments.
Absolutely. And you want to call mom, or you want to call dad and say, guess what happened to me? I just got promoted. And it's weird. I mean, even my mom's been gone 18 years, and I don't want to say, I didn't know my dad that well when he passed away at 10. I really didn't. But my mom, a month after my wedding, it's just, you know, even though I fought with my mom all the time, she was my mom. So even 18 years later, I'll be shopping or something, and I'll go, oh, I should get that for my, oh, no need. You know, but it's not like I cry, really, but it changes you forever, doesn't it?
So Lisa writes how she still will reach for the phone. Do you still reach for the phone to call your mom?
I do. Actually, the very first article I had published on Huffington Post was actually a parenting article. And as soon as I you know, it all moved really quickly. I said, hey, I have this article. And they're like, 2 hours later, they're like, great, welcome to the Huffington Post. So a week later, I send this article. And within, like, I don't know, it was something like 24 hours, it's up on Huffington Post. And I literally reached for my phone to call my mother.
And how long had it been since she passed?
10 years.
See?
Yeah, wow.
It's weird. Now, you lost your parents 2 years apart, so that's very difficult. How long has it been since you lost your parents?
8 and 10 years.
And it's still fresh. I was talking to Steve off the air about this, and this is something that I almost feel regretful saying, but I'm going to say it. I had a great relationship with my mom. We fought when I was a teenager a lot, because that's what teenage girls and their moms do. But I was finding myself always trying to please her. So in a strange way, when my mom passed away, despite my grief, I felt like I finally grew my own wings because I couldn't rely on her to help me anymore. Do you get any feeling like that?
Yeah, you know, there are times when it's going to make me tear up thinking about it.
That's all right.
There are times when you think about how they would look at you now. Right?
Yeah.
And you question, would you get that atta girl, or would you get, come on, you know better than that. You know what I mean? Those, you know, so because they're not physically here, you can't be sure of what that answer is.
Which is difficult. The unknowing part is what's hard. You want that either gratification, or sometimes you needed your mom to say, come on, that was out of character of you.
Exactly. And I think that sometimes if you have those moments and you really think about it, if they have made that impression on you, I mean, I think the right answer will come. And I mean, it's always better to just kind of go for things anyways and do things when you're, it's better to do things when you're afraid to do them and you're afraid of the change, and because it could be life altering. Maybe you'll flop, maybe you won't, but yeah, for some reason, there's just that need to maybe ask or, you know, get the counsel of, you know. But I was very close with my mother, more so than my father. So
I don't mean this to sound as odd as it maybe will, but is there a way, or are there ways that you are closer to your parents now that they're dead?
Yeah, you know, and when I wrote in the article, one of the things I said was, when you reach adulthood, you start to become friends with your parents.
Absolutely.
Right?
And you don't think that's going to happen when you're growing up a lot of times.
No. And, you know, as I pointed out in the article, you know, when you're a teenager and you're rolling your eyes at them and you think you know more than them, and then you start to hit, like, your 20s and, you know, potentially your 30s or even older, and you're like, wow, you know, that really was the right thing to do, or they really did do that out of love. And, you know, and I had a bit more of a friendship with my mom as a teenager. I understood what she needed out of me as a human being and the kind of respect that I got in return for just being who I was supposed to be as a human being, not so much like a dutiful child or, you know, living some kind of life that she thought I was supposed to live. But so we always had a really great relationship. So when she died, I was, I'd seen her on Thanksgiving, and then she took a trip with my niece and nephew and my father. And the day they came back, I was 4 months pregnant. So I was exhausted. I was working, and I wanted to call her and see how that trip went. And I didn't, because I thought, I'll just call her tomorrow because I'm so tired. And then, you know, I wake up to the next day, my sister pounding on the front door, screaming, you know, and just, so that's one of those things, even now to this day, it's like, you know, you can't take that back.
No, but you do have regrets, and, you know, we all have regrets about everything. I think having children has really made me appreciate my mom being a single parent. Because my dad died at 46 when I was 10, she had 3 kids. I realize now what she did for us, and it's like, I wish I would have respected and figured that out before she passed away so I could tell her.
Well, you know, there's always those coulda, shoulda, woulda moments,
yeah.
Right? And, you know, the best way to kind of, the way I see it, to honor her is to make sure that I have an impact on my son's life.
Yeah, and we have to take a break. Can you hold on for just a second, Lisa?
Sure.
All right, we are talking to Lisa Schmidt and really reading her blog that you can find on Huffington Post. You can also go visit thelisaschmidt.com. We'll put a link up on our page. It really touched me, and we will continue talking about this. Steve, you have both your parents around.
Yes.
And I want to say lucky you, because you are. But we will discuss that side of it, too, when we come back. 312-981-7200. It's Wendy Snyder. It's Steve Bertrand at 720 WGN. We have been overwhelmed by texts at 312-981-7200. We are talking with Lisa Schmidt. A lot of people are saying, where do I find this blog that she wrote? It's called 10 Things That Changed Me After the Death of a Parent. You can just Google that. It's on Huffington Post. And Lisa, it's also on your own blog, thelisaschmidt.com, correct?
I actually, it's so funny. I hadn't had a chance to update the blog yet. So on the commercial break, I was like, I should probably update that, huh?
So you're a writer, but not a marketer.
Well, I am. You know, my focus here locally, well, even nationally, really, is the relationship coaching, which is actually a completely separate website. But I wanted to have a domain that was my own name as well.
Right.
So that's why I have that one. And I wanted... I had to add the on it because there's some real estate agent in, I don't know, Indiana
really?
Or something.
There's a Wendy Snyder real estate agent, too.
Those real estate agents are taking our market, Wendy.
I think know.
Everyone becomes a real estate agent at some time, so maybe they just register all the names. So I want to know, though, I want to know just how vicious you get when someone ridicules or criticizes their living parents in your presence.
You know, I wouldn't say vicious. And it's funny because I did get a little bit of a kickback from that in the article where I said, you know, I literally said, you know, I would take your place in a heartbeat, so shut your mouth and, you know, have some perspective. And, you know, I think if somebody has a truly horrible parent, you know, a fall-down drunk who beats their kids, I completely would empathize with that, and I wouldn't tell you that you shouldn't have some animosity there. However, my general philosophy in life is, and this is something that I teach my son, sometimes mean and nasty people need kindness and love more than anybody else. So life is really about meeting people where they are in their life. And if they're in a really crappy place and it's filled with hate or disdain for even just a parent, sometimes you need to understand that a little bit. But, you know, what I really meant by that statement in the article was, you know, when people will say, oh, she's such a nag. She always wants me to stop by, or she always wants my help, or he's always asking me to go fishing or doing this with them. And I'm like, do it.
Yeah, because you won't. You may not be able to later.
You know, and that's the whole thing. It's like 1 minute they're here. And, you know, the funny thing is we know that as we get older, that eventually people are going to pass away. And, you know, but it's not something you sit around every day and you think about, like, you know, gosh, they could be gone tomorrow kind of thing. You know, you don't want to think about that because you don't want to live your life in fear, but there needs to be a healthy amount of perspective and understanding that life really is fleeting. And it is about moments and memories. And, you know, the time you can spend with people, especially family.
Absolutely. You know, Lisa, we are running short on time here, so I want to tell people sure. Go to HuffingtonPost.com and just you can look for 10 things that changed me after the death of a parent, Lisa Schmidt. We have gotten so many texts that want to do a shot with us as a member of the Dead Parents Club. And so if you're ever through Chicago, we should do that. And I will say a couple of things that my mom lives on for. She was never around to meet my kids, nor was my dad, obviously. I kind of joked. My mom always loved redheads, and I kind of would go against her and push back and say, if I ever get a redhead, I am sending him back. First child, a redhead. And my second child is just like me when I was little, and now I realize all the crap I put my mom through. So love them while you have them. And so nice to talk to you. Lisa Schmidt, a dating and relationship coach in Detroit, author of her own blog, and you can find it on HuffingtonPost.com, 10 Things That Changed Me After the Death of a Parent. And perhaps she'll update her blog at thelisaschmidt.com. Great talking to you, and hang in there through the holidays.
All right. Wonderful. You have a great day.
Yep. It's happening to all of us. We're getting to be that age.
Well, yeah. I mean, which
it's inevitable, as people like to say, ain't none of us getting out of here alive.
Nope. So enjoy the pumpkin pie while you can.
That's right. Take a quick break, and then we are going to do some news. Frank Fontana is coming in. We'll talk about holidays and decoration and all things cool. It is Wendy Snyder. It's Steve Bertrand at 720 WGN.